Welcome to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. The Dog Show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence for the life of your pet. Check out InvisibleFenceNW.com to learn about their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. And The Dog Show is also brought to you in part by all the best pet care, all the best food, treats, and toys for your dog and cat. You can find them online at AllTheBestPetCare.com. See where all of their 9 locations are around Western Washington. We're going to start the show off today with a bang. We're talking with Scott Kreider, who is the founder of a group called Dogs Against Romney. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Well, thank you for having me.
So I've recently become aware of your group and about this story in general, but tell us what is the what is your organization, sort of what spurred you to form this group, Dogs Against Romney? And we're talking about Mitt Romney, who's one of the Republican candidates.
Well, I founded this little group in 2007, actually, after I read one of the first stories that came out. I think it was from one of the Boston newspapers. During Mitt Romney's first run for the president. And he actually told a story to a reporter in Boston about driving to Canada with his family dog, an Irish setter, strapped to the roof of their station wagon rather than being inside in a kennel. But nevertheless, on top of the car while the kids and the luggage, of all things, was inside the car. And as a part, that was mortifying enough to me, just to hear that. But then the story went on that the dog became ill or frightened or both along the way, and actually became sick and soiled himself, and the car. And rather than, you know, having a little compassion and stopping and helping the dog recover and get inside the car with the family, they just stopped. And Mitt Romney said that he borrowed a hose at a gas station and just hosed the dog down and got back on the road and drove for more hours. And I thought that was particularly callous.
Well, you're not the only one.
So I started Dogs Against Romney just as a free blogger blog that night in my spare room, and shared it with a couple of blogger friends of mine. And then over a period of about 10 days, it got picked up by bigger and bigger blogs, and then it got picked up by ABC News and Time Magazine and CNN, and it went viral for about 10 days in 2007. And then Romney's campaign kind of flamed out, and it just lay dormant until he announced last year, and it's been gangbusters ever since.
And the dogs have come together again to...
Yes, absolutely.
And so you had your group set up a protest outside the Westminster Kennel Club dog show, which was yesterday and the day before. And you, your group was out there yesterday sort of greeting the participants and people as they entered and, you know, giving this cause a presence at a very well, you know, covered event for dog lovers. And there is some great footage. There's some footage of the event yesterday that I've posted on our Facebook fan page. You can find us on The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. And you also have a Facebook fan page as well, which is Dogs Against Romney. Is that right?
Yes, Facebook.com/Dogs Against Romney.
Okay. And so you can find us both on Facebook. And there's some recent coverage of the Westminster presence. And then I've also posted a link to some coverage on the Rachel Maddow show, where you are mentioned about halfway through. And that's sort of a longer piece about it and what it means for the campaign politically. It's interesting, you know, without getting into my own personal opinion, but the... you know, what this could do really for his campaign. Because, you know, I know don't mess with dogs, right? And, it, you know, Republican right. or Democrat doesn't matter when we're talking about people's intense love for their dog. I think that that's something that cuts through political parties. And I think for Republicans and Democrats alike, this is not, you know, this could really, really sink his campaign, I think, because if you, you know, show such a, like you said, a callous behavior, a lack of sensitivity or care and respect, what does that mean? What does that speak to this person's character? And do we want them in one of the most powerful positions in the world?
Right. And you know, our organization is totally grassroots. You know, I mean, it's grown itself. I just moderate and try to inject, you know, a little bit of humor every now and then. It's because humor works really well, even though it's a serious message we're communicating. And I think that's really helped it grow, because some of the things that we've created, my wife also helps me manage this thing. It's too big for any one person right now. And we create images on the weekends because we both work full-time at real jobs. So this is, you know, this is a labor of love at nights and weekends. And we create little images, and people ask for different types of bumper stickers, and we try to make those. But it's very grassroots, and some of our members are PAC members, P-A-C-K, we call them,
mm-hmm.
In New York wanted to do this, and they were asking us if they could, you know, if we could help them communicate it through the Facebook, through the blog, and we provided them with some graphics. So really, my hat's off to our New York members who pulled that together yesterday, and the media coverage has just stunned us all. It's been covered in every major market in this country, and today I began receiving traffic to the dogsagainstromney.com blog from Germany and France and Ireland and Argentina. So it's the story's been picked up and internationally now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have over 28,000 fans on Facebook, which is almost as much as the group 1 Million Moms. and you know, I mean, that's a lot. There's a lot of people. And then, of course, with this coverage in Westminster, it's sort of all a buzz. And there's, you know, pictures of dogs, you know, riding inside cars. You have a little t-shirt or bandana, I think, that says "I ride inside," and there's a little dog here on your page.
That'll cry,
I mean, so let's get back to kind of what happened. So what happened is that in 1983 the Romney family took their annual trip to Canada, 12-hour drive. Rather than strapping the luggage to the top of the car, they strapped the dog kennel to the top of the car and put their Irish setter Seamus in the kennel and had him ride on the top of the car for 12 hours to Canada. And how the parts of the story came out is that I guess one of his sons was in the back facing backwards and saw the brown liquid sort of drip down the side of the car, and which was the dog's diarrhea because of, you know, his upset or sickness or fear or all of the above. And one of the things that sort of struck me, because there Mitt Romney has been asked about this in interviews, and he said that the kennel was airtight.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, of course he's going to be trying to say things that makes this better, and he really just can't. But how, if it was airtight, how did all of that kind of leak out? Because, you know, that doesn't make sense either. Right. I mean, and even to leak out of even a non-airtight kennel that, I mean, the kennels now, I don't know in 83 if they were different, but like the plastic kennels that you would probably assume was what he used.
I suppose, yeah.
They're sort of a basin bottom, and the only holes in it are actually above, you know, over halfway above the top of the, you know, the upper half of the kennel. So I still don't see how that got out. But anyway, he's definitely in some trouble about this one. And it's interesting how strong of a reaction. I'm not surprised, but how large and strong of a reaction and that, you know, his campaign is getting as a result of this story that's come out about him. And I think this is a big trouble for him, as it should be.
I think so, too. And the main issue is that when he's been asked about it, he has laughed it off.
Right.
And then he just stopped talking about it altogether and won't even take a question from a reporter about it. And I don't think that's going to work for him either.
Mm-hmm.
There's a question now whether there's a question now about what the ultimate fate of Seamus was. That was the Irish setter's name, Seamus.
Right.
Romney has said that they gave the dog away to his sister and he lived on, you know, a long, happy life on his sister's farm. But then a blog out of New York called The Politico a couple of weeks ago said that a source had told them that Romney's sons had said off the record that the dog actually ran away in Canada and they lost him there when they arrived. And The Politico and other reporters I'm aware of have pressed the Romney campaign to respond to that and to clarify, and they've stonewalled it.
Right. Well, I would run away also if it were me. Interesting, too, because the dog went to live on a farm is such the questionable response it's like, what's the ideal situation we could make up here? The dog is happily living on a farm.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I think that there may be more to Crate Yates. But nevertheless, he needs to. I don't think this will go away until he addresses it and either apologizes or in some way satisfies in the minds of, you know, people who love their pet that, you know, he has some kind of empathy.
And at this point, it's a trust issue because regardless of what he says moving forward, he already has a track record of lying about it, laughing about it, the fact that he did it in the first place. So anything that he says moving forward, I think, at least for me, would just be perceived as a political move and not really, an honest answer, even if he, you know, is a good actor and, you know, says, oh, gosh, you know, you're right. I just shouldn't. I am ashamed of what I did. You know, if he comes out now and says that after having laughed about it, it's like, yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, once you lose trust, it's just over.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And, you know, the big thing about this is I think what makes this issue something that has such staying power is also because, you know, in a political campaign, you know, the average voter like me, and believe me, I'm average, you're trying to, you know, take, you know, your attention off of your work and your family life and your kids long enough to understand big policy issues like Obamacare versus Romney Care and immigration issues and on and on and on, it's hard. But when you find out that this guy transported his family pet on the roof of his car, it's easy for people to go, wow, that guy is not like me at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in many instances, it's just case closed at that point.
Yeah.
People, that helps them make up their mind.
Yeah, there's no translation. Well, Scott, thanks so much for taking the time. I'm sure that you're just being swamped with calls from people wanting to talk to you, especially since your Westminster presence. You know, great, so great that you're really bringing a voice to this very important aspect of a candidate that the country's considering to be the next president. You know, good luck in the future and keep me posted.
Well, thank you for your time. And I welcome all of your listeners to come join us on our Facebook page and share our material with everyone you know. All it takes is a click to change your mind.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much, Scott.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more about Westminster Dog Show and Dogs Against Romney. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
Seamus, that's the dog who's outside. Well, I was in the Shameless Brown Outside.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, it's the third Sunday of the month, and that means it's a Kevin and Kim Sunday. Always entertaining, Kevin McDonald and Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive will be filling in for me. Kim can help you connect with your animal or human loved ones on this side or the other. They'll have open phone lines throughout the show. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And I was just talking with Scott Kreider, who's the founder of Dogs Against Romney, a group of people and dogs raising awareness about the lack of judgment that happened with Mitt Romney and his family in 1983 when he tied his dog in a kennel on top of his big station wagon and drove 12 hours to Canada for their annual family vacation, and the dog got sick on the way and all this stuff. And
just seems unbelievable to me.
Yeah, it's not good for Mitt.
And you would you would think that someone was just making up this story to to slander him, because
right.
Who would do that? Except for the fact that he told this story as a humorous thing. Look what I did. Which is just seems like
even worse.
Completely tone deaf.
Yes. This is huge for him. I mean, it's certainly not changed my voting perspective anyway, but
Americans are dog lovers. We love our dogs, and
regardless of
the idea of dogs being mistreated.
Right. And regardless of political identification, I think that's something that really cuts through, I think, humanity in a way, people's connection, humans' connection with their family pet. And so, regardless of party, this is definitely of concern to people who, care for their dogs. I think there's so many layers to this. One, the judgment call in the first place. Two, the response to the dog being sick, on the way there.
Mm.
And then 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Romney's sort of responses or reactions to being asked about this, like
right.
laughing. Or,
if we could just get a reporter to roll up a newspaper and swat him on the nose.
Right.
Bad mitt. That's a bad mitt.
Yeah.
Then hose him down when he soils himself. You know.
Right.
Maybe then it would be even.
Yeah. You know, he's there. If you look, I've posted a couple links to this on our Facebook fan page, and it's The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. And I just want to clarify that we... I changed the name of the show very slightly a few months ago, and I'm the old Facebook fan page is titled by the old name of the show, which used to be The Dog Talk Show.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a new Facebook fan page because I couldn't just change the title of the existing page. It's the same show, same everything, just I had to create a new page to reflect the new name, which is The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. So if you go onto Facebook to become a fan of our fan page, be sure to look for the new page, The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, not the old name. And The Dog Show with Julie Forbes will be the one that's obviously posting new information and talking about current guests. I'm still in the process of trying to let everybody know who's a fan of the old page to transition over before I delete that page altogether, which will happen soon. And then Dogs Against Romney also has a Facebook page as well. And so you can find them on Facebook as well. And I've posted some links on our Facebook page to some media coverage. CNN did some coverage. The group was at Westminster Dog Show yesterday protesting. There were some dogs there. And so there's some coverage to that. And also there, Rachel Maddow actually did a pretty long piece about it on her show. And I think she's brilliant. And so there's a link to that as well. So you can find that and just search. You can find them on their website as well, Dogs Against Romney. I think it's .com or .org. And check them out. And it's definitely, there's a lot of buzz about it. And I think that this could really sink his campaign. I mean, this is bad news.
Yeah, among other things.
There's
plenty of things that people might take issue with, but I totally agree with you, Julie, that this is something that really strikes to the heart of how we feel as Americans. We love our family pets, and the idea of one of them being treated so badly by, you know, someone who's supposed to care for them, it just, you know, that's just terrible.
Well, it's concerning to think that this is, you know, somebody that, you know, in consideration for election as president of the United States,
yeah.
Let alone, I mean, for me, it's a deal breaker as, you know, if like a partner or even a friend, I think I probably wouldn't want to hang out with somebody who thought that that was fine because it would mean a lot of other things as far as ways that I
right.
don't think that we would agree. You know, respect for animals, respect for others in general. What does that mean about respect for the environment? I mean, when you're talking about treatment of other living things, you can really spread that to a lot of different really big issues. Respect for, I mean, you know, equal rights, respect for minorities. I mean, all of this stuff. So, very interesting. He is in trouble.
He's in the doghouse.
He
so to speak.
Is, as he should
we
be.
We can just strap him to a car and ride him around.
Oh, and
for
he's
about 12 hours.
I mean, there have been Letterman did something.
And he can see how it feels, you know.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live has done something. I mean, he's getting run through the ringer for this one, as he should be.
Well, if he doesn't get the nomination, we can blame it on the ghost of Seamus.
Right. You know, it was interesting because the Westminster Dog Show was. Yesterday and the day before, we were able to see it last night, which was awesome because for some reason every year I have like a jinx about this. I keep missing it, like I keep missing it on TV, and you know, and I think about it before it happens, and then I don't see it. So anyway, I did get to watch it last night, and last night was Valentine's Day, so you know what a wonderful way to spend Valentine's Day for me at least. We were having dinner with some friends and watched the second half of Westminster. Perfect. Interesting, though, that the Irish Setter was one of the dogs in Best in Show, was the winner of the sporting group. And I was thinking, my gosh, because, of course, I had this interview today. And
right.
The Romney dog was an Irish Setter, and that this Irish Setter was, you know, made it to Best in Show. And it's just so fun to watch all these breeds, and I saw I saw a couple breeds that I hadn't even heard of before, and the American Kennel Club is always adding breeds. This one, I don't know how recently was added, but there's an Irish red and white setter. I had never heard of that. It doesn't really look like a setter, but that's okay. And then, like, the Cocker Spaniel, there's so many different coat varieties as far as color goes. Party, which is a color in white, or two colors, and then they have something called Ascob, which is any solid color other than black, I think. And, you know, it's just so interesting to see all those breeds. I love that stuff. But a lot went on at the Westminster as they were just about to announce Best in Show. We couldn't really see it on the screen, but some woman came running down from the crowd with a sign, but, you know, probably fortunately she actually didn't get on television. I don't know what her cause was, but there was sort of a little bit of a hubbub behind the judge. And, you know, we were particularly taken with the Doberman that was in Best in Show, you know, won her group and then was in Best in Show. She was just absolutely gorgeous and had this presence about her, like she was just owning the ring. Despite her presence, though, she didn't win. We were very shocked that, the little Pekingese actually won. And, you know, they're so, especially in the show ring, they're hair is so fluffed up. They look like the end of a mop almost, and they're so low to the ground, and they walk so slowly, just sort of like back and forth. And it was just amazing. You see all of these big, sort of magnificent dogs, and then this little Pekingese like blipping its way through the ring, and then that one, that guy just stole the show and won Best in Show. So that's crazy. There's a lot of other stuff that happened too. There's a local couple that got married at the Westminster Dog Show. So we'll talk more about that, among other things, when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
Family-owned since 1975, Dr. Don's Automotive has been awarded Best Auto Repair from Seattle Magazine, Seattle Weekly, and Ballard News Tribune. Dr. Don's Automotive offers a free 35-point inspection. It's winterization time. Remember to have your coolant, tires, brakes, hoses, and belts checked to keep you and your dog safe this winter. Visit DrDon'sAutomotive.com for more information or call 206-782-6303 to schedule an appointment. Mention this ad for 5% off parts and labor. Dr. Don's Automotive, expert auto repair and service with the honesty of a dog lover that you can trust.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured, Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website kemmleyelectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y electric.com. Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job, and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Visit their new store in Edmonds next to the PCC and their expanded Redmond store in the Whole Foods Plaza. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com. Or follow them on Facebook.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. Earlier in the show, if you're just tuning in, we were talking with Dogs Against Romney founder Scott Kreider And this is a group formed to bring voice to the actions of Republican candidate Mitt Romney in 1983 when he, rather than strapping the luggage to the roof of his car, put the dog on the roof of the car in a kennel, of course, for a 12-hour ride to Canada.
Before hearing this story, I thought it was because dogs have an innate distrust of venture capitalists or vulture capitalists, as some people say. But now that I know the story, I can really see why dogs would dislike Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm. Dogs are mad. I'll tell you that.
They're barking mad.
The dogs are mad. If you missed any part of this show or any of our past over 150 episodes, you can find us on iTunes as a free audio podcast. Just download us for free. Just search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. And you can download us for free on iTunes and then take us with you anywhere you go on an iPod or MP3 player. And all the shows are also archived on our website, which is dogradioshow.com. And you can go to the podcast page and play the shows from your computer. If you do it this way, you can't necessarily download it, but you can play it directly from your computer. And that's a very easy way to do it as well. You just click on the play button and make sure your sound is turned on, and whatever show you select will start playing. You know what I just realized, Eric, is that today is our 3-year anniversary of the show.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
3 years. Wow.
Well, February 18th was the first show, so this is the 14th. So, that's, week-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're there.
All right.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, I feel bad because I didn't bring you any roses or dog treats to pass on to your dogs, but maybe next week.
Maybe next week, yeah.
Yes. I'm terrible about remembering.
The dogs aren't, I just remembered right now, so don't worry about it. I had been thinking about it, obviously, but then, recently. It's in the shadow of Valentine's Day. What's interesting is that our first show was February 18th of 2009, and that is actually Darcy and Leia's birthday. Leia is my dachshund, and Darcy's my fiance. They share a birthday, and it's also the anniversary of the show. Big day.
That's cool, yeah. And if you can schedule a few more things in there, too, you'll really have it made. You won't have to remember any other day.
I will try. I'll try. So I have some announcements to make. Speaking of Westminster, which we've been talking about, the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show is coming up weekend of March 10th. So that's in about a month now, a little less than. And it's a really, really fun event. It's both Saturday and Sunday. There's confirmation showing going on throughout both the days where you see the each breed, being trotted around the ring just like you see in Westminster. And so you can look up if you have breeds of interest. You can go and see your breeds perform there. There's also agility trials going on all weekend long, both days. Those are really fun to watch. And there's going to be a lot of great demonstrations happening throughout the weekend. Dog dancing, also called freestyle, police dog demonstration, herding demonstration, Miriam Rose with Northwest Nose Works will be giving a demonstration about nose work. And as I have been talking about for the past few weeks, I just started a nose work class with my personal dogs, all three of them. We have our nose work classes on Friday mornings, and we're 3 weeks. This week will actually be our third week. We missed last week. The class was skipped last week. So this week is our third week, and we will be introducing some novel items for the dogs to search, and it's a blast, and the dogs love it. They're crazy about it. We were practicing last night with a friend who's also taking the class with us with their dog, and I just had my dachshund Leia with me, and so the dogs take turns, and when it was Dash's turn to search the boxes that were laid out in the living room, and I was holding Leia, she was like, she turned into like the Hulk or something. She's this 12-pound dachshund, but I was having a hard time hanging on to her. She was like, let me at it. She loves it. All the dogs are like crazy about it. So that's really fun, and I'm happy to be able to give them that outlet. And you can find, if you live locally here in Western Washington, you can find Miriam Rose online at nwnoseworks.com. And you can also go to the Canine Noseworks general website, and you can look for a certified nosework instructor in your area as well. I've had some listeners tell me that they have done that and are taking their dogs to nosework classes all over the country. So that's a great thing. If dogs are made to do one thing, it is to use their nose to search. So it's great to give them that outlet. So the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show, again, that's March, the weekend of March 10th at CenturyLink Event Center. And it's a blast. Highly recommend. We'll have a booth there as usual. Our booth will be in the same spot it has been for the past 2 years, right across from the Seattle Kennel Club information booth, right near one of the entrances, and we'll be there all weekend. So if you do end up going to the show, please do come by and say hi. I'd love to say hi. The Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound is having an informational fair on April 21st this year. This is going to be a huge event for people with partnered with assistance dogs, or people who work professionally with assistance dogs, or who maybe want to learn more about assistance dogs. This is a huge event. There's going to be lots of vendors, lots of informational talks. And you can go to their website, assistancedogclub.org, and find out more about their events and their organization. It's a great group, and really important to support people who do live with assistance dogs. Again, that's the Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound. They're having their informational fair, and it's going to be in Tacoma. And that's going to be on April 21st. And again, their website is www.assistancedogclub.org. We went this weekend to the Rainbow's End at Mount Rainier cabins, which are dog-friendly cabins that you can rent right on the edge of Mount Rainier National Park. And it was awesome. There's no cell reception, which is nice for us, but there was internet, so we could still, you know, in a more mellow way, keep plugged in a little bit. Got some work done, got to relax with the dogs, ran around outside, took them for a little hike. It was awesome.
Download encores of the dog talk show or the dog show just, with Julie Forbes.
Just listened to all weekend, so if you are looking to get out of the city or just close to the big mountain, highly recommend these cabins. They're dog friendly. Dogs are welcomed and celebrated. There's like a biscuit. I'm not making this up. There's dog beds, clean dog beds with biscuits
they put a
laid
biscuit
on the
them. Pillow, yes,
yeah.
Just like we get a mint on the
exactly.
Pillow?
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, bowls and poop bags and all that stuff. Huge fenced in backyard, hot tub for the people, deck, barbecue, fire pit, all that good stuff. Great rates, and that is Rainbow's End at Mount Rainier, and that's mtrainier.com. You can check them out and book your cozy cabin and take your pooches with you. It's real fun. And we, you know, when I was there, heard about Whitney Houston's death. I just got to talk about that. It has nothing to do with dogs. This is a way that Eric and I differ, and that's fine.
We got to differ in some ways, right?
We must. I was a huge Whitney Houston fan. Now, it started in 7th and 8th grade, but I was like huge, huge into Whitney Houston, and always loved her. Always loved her earlier music, you know, up until The Bodyguard, up until she started to struggle with addiction and sort of lost her way. You know, there is a connection, actually, because I did post on our Facebook fan page. There is a connection because one of the songs that I played when Chewy died a couple years ago, my dog, my first dog, was I Will Always Love You by Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Eric, can you deny that? I mean, it's just not your style, is it? No.
No, it's not my thing.
That's okay. And Eric's a musician, so, you know, and I'm not. So I don't know what that says.
I don't think it says anything,
no, it
but
doesn't.
Everybody likes different kinds of things.
Very true.
It's entirely good.
Yeah.
Variety is the spice of
life. Yeah, it is. I was very saddened to hear about Whitney's death, and also mainly about how she really did lose her way in her life, too. That's just a sad story. So.
Well, you know, even though I wasn't a fan, you know, I can respect her as an artist. And I always think it's sad when somebody, you know, passes away at such a young age. I think she was only 48 years old. So, you know, that is definitely a shame.
So. Yeah. So wanted to talk about, well, let's see, where are we here? So when we come back, we're going to take a quick break in about a minute. But when we come back, I wanted to share some, just to clarify something in the world of dog training and behavior, because that's what I do when I'm not on the radio once a week. What I'm doing the whole rest of the week is working with people and their dogs in the capacity of training and behavior with their pet dogs. And there was something that's sort of been in conversation recently with some of my clients and I, and so I thought I would share that on air and just kind of clarify that for listeners as well. So we'll talk about that when we come back from break. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist, www.sensitivedog.com.
Your dog has digestive upset.
You want answers.
Your dog has itchy skin.
You want answers.
Your dog has kidney disease.
You want answers.
Your dog is overweight.
You want answers. Go to AnswersPetFood.com to find the answers as to why you want to feed Answers Pet Food to your dog with these issues. Answers Pet Food. If you have questions, we give you answers.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And I will always love you.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You trying to make me cry, Eric?
No, but that
you think
course.
I'm kidding. Thank you for playing that. That's great. Mainly because it makes me think about Chewy. So before I talk about the training thing, I did want to mention, still from Westminster, there was a local couple that, like local to Washington, that got married at the Westminster Dog Show. Debbie Parsons and Brad Slayton kissed their dog, a Tibetan Mastiff named Major, after they were married at the 136th Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in New York. On Valentine's Day, Tuesday, February 14th, the best man was, or is the dog's handler in the show, and the dog won Best in Breed this year at the show. So what a time for them. Married and their dog won Best of Breed. So I think that was a first for Westminster. And you can, that's actually an article from Seattle Times, Northwest Source, and I'll post a link to that on our homepage, which is dogradioshow.com. And also on Facebook, just search for us, The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. Become a fan. So something that I wanted to speak to regarding training and behavior is the idea of what can the trainer do for you versus what do you need to do for yourself. And I think most people know that, you know, that the owner always has to do, or the people always have to do, you know, really most of the work as far as establishing a, you know, relationship dynamic, because it's not something that anybody else can do for you. So, you know, training can absolutely, you know, having somebody come in who's professional to give you a boost, absolutely. I mean, that's mainly what I do, especially with my intensive training clients. I have a 3- and 5-week intensive training program where I go to people's houses 3 days a week for 3 or 5 weeks and, you know, train their dog. And oftentimes I do these, and this is my favorite version of the program, is actually when the people are home for every session as well. Maybe not working with the dog, but watching me work. And then oftentimes I have them work with the dog and coach them. But, you know, it's one thing to teach a dog what a word means. And dogs have the capacity to learn hundreds of words on average. So, you know, your average dog can learn hundreds of words. It's not just, you know, the border collies and the German shepherds. So, you know, they're underestimated, I think, in general. But, you know, teaching the word is easy. That's the easy part. This is what sit means. This is what down means. This is the rug. This is what wait at the door means. You know, the dogs actually pick that up pretty quickly. The hard part is getting the dog to do it when you ask them to, because it's the dog's choice if you're coming from that perspective, which I do. You know, communication is a two-way street. So, you know, all too often we have people talking at their dog and not really communicating with their dog. So, you know, the perfect example is, you know, the person where you hear, sit, 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 and just over and over and over again. It's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I would tune somebody out who is talking to me like that. It's no wonder dogs do as well. Not only is it obnoxious, but it's also just not effective because there's no follow through. So in, you know, in cleaning up or sort of taking the initial training to the next level, which is what I teach people how to do with their own dogs, is how to establish with the dog, okay, now you know what it means. Now what I'd like is for you to do it after I ask you the first time and to hold it until you're released. And so, well, how do you work with a dog to teach them that? It's like, yeah, they know it, but, you know, if they're too distracted or too excited, forget about it. There's no way that I could get my dog to sit if someone's at the door, for example. So there's a certain way that you go about doing that. And that's something that I, you know, full time as a living, teach people how to do with their own dogs. But ultimately, the person has to follow through. I talked with somebody today about house training. And, you know, she asked me, well, how many sessions would it take for my dog to be house trained? And so I clarified with her, I can tell you everything that you need to do in a few sessions tops about house training, but I'm not the one living, you know, in the home doing the house training. I mean, this is something that's so labor intensive about having a puppy or adult dog, mostly puppies though, is, you know, this idea of house training and kind of always thinking about the dog's elimination schedule and making sure that they get out and, you know, making sure that they don't have accidents and all that stuff. So it's just a clarification of, you know, there is what I can do for you, and then there's what you need to do. And, you know, to be aware that probably the most important thing, if you had to pick one, is that any person that works as a professional trainer or works with behavior, that they really recognize the importance of training and coaching the human part of the relationship, not just the dog, because for long-term success, that's what's going to be necessary. It's not going to serve you to have your dog trained by a professional and then not learn really much about how to access the training that's been put into the dog, because dogs will perform to the expectation of who they're working with, regardless of the education that they've had. So I just wanted to speak to that. And, you know, you do have to be consistent and follow through. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding, especially with dogs. One of the things that dogs teach us is that really the words don't matter. What the dogs really are listening to are all of the other ways of communication that are not verbal. Our body language, our energy, our action, our follow through. When we ask them for something, do we end up getting it no matter what? Or do we just kind of give up if the dog doesn't do it? Because, you know, if we just give up after 3 or 5 seconds, the dog's just going to be like, oh, well, I don't have to listen to you anyway because you're just going to give up. So if I don't want to do it, doesn't matter because, you know, I'll just wait you out. And if you like really sit there for like 5 seconds and time it, it actually feels like kind of a long time. And it's interesting because with everything, with how fast everything is now and phones and internet and everything faster, 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 faster. I think that we've really sort of lost touch with really slowing down and being present to just one thing and to tune in other ways. To tune in to how we feel, to tune in to our intuition when we're working with a dog, and really connecting with the dog on a deeper level. And when you do that, you notice you get so much more focus back from the dog because they know whether you're present or not. So just to clarify that aspect of training and what I do, there's a difference between teaching a dog what something means and then actually having them do it. And actually having them do it consistently is the harder part, and just takes consistency. If you live in the Seattle area, greater Seattle area, and you need help with your dog, you can find me at sensitivedog.com. That's my website for training and behavior, and you can go there. And if you need some help, you can get in touch with me through the website, sensitivedog.com. And if you've missed any of this show or any of our past over 150 episodes in the last 3 years today, well, technically this week is our 3-year anniversary, you can find us online at dogradioshow.com. You can also download us for free on iTunes as a free audio podcast. And we also have a Facebook fan page, so you can be a part of the conversation in between our live shows every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. I'm, you know, thrilled for our nose work class coming up on Friday. I'm excited about the Seattle Kennel Club dog show coming up. I'm excited about the Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound informational fair. And then again, to mention those dog friendly cabins at the base of Mount Rainier are fabulous. Rainbows End at MountRainier.com. And that's Mount spelled M-T. Rainbows End at MountRainier.com. Thanks to Scott Kreider, who's the founder of Dogs Against Romney, who we talked with at the beginning of the show, and their presence at the Westminster Dog Show. And that's a great cause, and I'm glad that they're bringing a very loud voice to this aspect of the candidate because it's an important one for sure. Wanted to say we have just a few spots remaining for advertising, so if you are interested in advertising your business or product, dog-related or not, this is a great way to do that. We all of our ads are on our radio broadcast here on KKNW and also on all of our archives and podcasts. So the advertisements get played in many different outlets, and it's very affordable. Great way to get the word out about your dog-friendly or dog-related business. And you can request some more information about advertising packages. Just contact me, host@dogradioshow.com. Again, that's host@dogradioshow.com. And on that note, too, be sure to listen to our advertisements because they're all really wonderful businesses, mostly local businesses that I use personally that I would recommend to my friends and family. and that all have one thing in common, and that they love dogs. Some of them are actually specifically dog related, some of them aren't, but they are all very dog enthusiastic, and that's a good thing. Very important thing, actually. And is sort of speaking to the opposite of that is what we were talking about with the dogs against Romney.
That's right.
When you're not looking out for the best interests of dogs, it's a bad thing.
Absolutely. And you know what would be looking out for the best interests of any dog, of course, is to take them on a walk on a wonderful day like today.
What a good point, Eric. It's a fabulous day to take your dog for a walk, and I do recommend. Go somewhere new even. Thanks for listening today to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.